corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Derry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette was involved in a minor car crash on Tuesday. According to Florida Highway Patrol, Fournette left the scene uninjured and even posed for pictures and autographs before leaving. Sunday, Jacksonville heads to their first AFC Championship game since 1999. Elsewhere, the Seahawks announcing defensive coordinator Chris Richards has been relieved of his post. Ken Norton Jr. will take over in his place. Seattle also naming former Colts QB coach Brian Schottenheimer as their new offense coordinator. Dan Quinn won't be making a change in offense coordinator next season. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting the Falcons head coach is expected to bring back Steve Sarkisian in 2018. Rappaport also reporting, along with our own Tom Pelissero, that the Cardinals continue to search for Bruce Arians' replacement and are expected to put in a second interview request for Steelers offensive line coach Mike Munchak. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewall.
So, Sarah, you know, one of the toughest things about being on tour, honestly, is sleeping in a bunk area with a bunch of guys that all snore. It's crazy. It's impossible. I love my beauty sleep. A night of snoring puts me in such a bad mood in the morning.
Your beauty sleep. I love it. You know, I've been listening to ESPN Radio enough to know that you should have told the guys to get a Zipa. It's estimated that 90 million people in the U.S. snore, which means there's tens of millions of people like you on the tour bus that didn't get to sleep at night because they sleep next to a snorer.
You don't have to put up with it anymore. Get a Zipa. It's so easy. And when you do, the snoring is gone.
Go to the Zipa website. You'll see hundreds of five-star reviews, even a news story about snoring devices, with Zipa being the only one that worked. So if you want to stop snoring, you need to get a Zipa. Don't be fooled by the knockoffs. Zipa's the only one with a patented tongue band. Go to ZYPPAH.com and get a Zipa. Easy to remember because Zipa is happy Z spelt backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
Welcome back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Sorry for the technical difficulties as we continue towards 7 o'clock on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, as well as the historic main gym, 1600 AM. We're going to reschedule with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. We'll see if we can get him on in the coming weeks. We will keep an eye on what happens. Keep an eye out on what happens in Fort Worth tonight as the Iowa State Cyclones take on the TCU Horned Frogs. They are underway from the rack in Piscataway, New Jersey, as the Rutgers Scarlet Knights have an 11-10 early lead with 12 minutes remaining in the first half of play. We're going to keep you updated on what goes on from Piscataway as the night unfolds. A little bit off schedule here, but wanted to thank Gary Reima, for the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, for joining us in hour number one. Scott Docterman for joining us at 5:05. Keenan Davis, the Morgan Freeman impressionist or voice actor or whatever you want to call him, at 5:35. And apologize to Brent Bloom for the technical difficulties this evening. Wanted to get into something that I think a lot of people nationally are talking about. And Kyle, have you noticed that the NBA has turned into boxing these past few days?
I sure have, actually. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I know as a league, they got to be careful and they got to wonder, you know, they got to go ahead and dish out discipline and all that. But frankly, I love the fire. I love to
you see, like this.
I love to see the guys getting a little worked up. It bugs me a little bit. I know that these guys out there are human beings. I know that they have emotions. I am just of the school of thought that it bothers me a little bit when they have to act too much like robots. And I, you know, whether it was, you know, there's been a few different events the last couple of days with the Rockets, Clippers. Did you see any of that game the other night?
I did.
You could tell it was chippy from the get-go. But to hear that they, and you know what, I'll be honest, as much as I did just say I like all the stuff on the court, I do have to admit that the Rockets, from the sounds of it, did a little bit of some line crossing going to the Clippers locker room. Apparently, since
if this is going to happen, do it on the court.
Right?
Why does this spill over off the court? I don't like it in general. And Aaron Aflalo last night of the Orlando Magic,
yep, saw that as
should
well.
Be suspended for 5 games. And if he would have landed that punch on, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, from the Dallas Mavericks, or no, excuse me, the Minnesota Timberwolves, he would be suspended for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. I love hockey.
Nemanja.
I'm a huge hockey fan, but fighting, I'm not going to say that I wanted it completely out of the game or want it completely out of the game, but I have absolutely no problem with the lack of it in today's game and the fact that we're seeing more of actual hockey going on, and the fact that this has turned into a boxing match over the past few days is it's kept the NBA in the headlines. The other thing that I know a lot of people are denying at this point. Some people aren't. Some people have pointed this out, and we chatted with Brent Bloom earlier today, full disclosure, and he pointed this out as well. This is the first question that I asked him The Eastern Conference is up for grabs.
It sure is.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are bad at basketball, with the exception of one player. And they run isolation for LeBron James all the time. And he's still the best player in the league. But I'm not sure that we're going to see the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals this year. And people will say, well, that's understandable. He's getting old. He make a lot of excuses. But here's the deal. They had Kyrie Irving on their team. Who are the teams that realistically we think can beat the Cleveland Cavaliers? I really only point at one. And
right.
people will point out the Toronto Raptors. But the Boston Celtics, Todd's own Boston Celtics, who I think are one of the more popular teams in this area. I don't have any scientific proof to back that up. But Kyrie Irving has proven that he's a superstar in this league, and even without Gordon Hayward, with Gordon Hayward back, I think we could be looking at a Celtics-Golden State Warriors final.
That Celtics team is damn good. And right off top, Gordon Hayward, he squeezed his injury in so early. If they're going to go ahead and make a playoff run, which I think everybody at this point expects them to, it is not without the realm of possibility that Gordon Hayward makes it back for the playoffs. You know, will he be in great shape? Probably not. But he'll be back out there, and he is a very talented basketball player. And like you said, Kyrie Irving, he is a legit superstar. I would call him personally the best ISO scorer in the league. He's got the ball on a string. He can make a shot from anywhere, with the blink of an eye. But then the big thing for me about the Celtics is that they have a lot of big-bodied guys on the wing who, when it comes to it, they will have to go through the Cavs. And all those big bodies they have out there, Jaylen Brown, even Jason Tatum, they're young, but they're big, they're athletic, and they can defend. They have a lot to throw at LeBron. And like you said, he's pretty much all that the Cavs realistically have to throw back. I think the Celtics are built really well to take them down.
Kyle, if I would tell you that Jason Tatum and Tyler Cook played on the same high school team, would you believe me?
Well, I mean, yeah, but how good was that team?
That team was very good. Chaminade High School in St. Louis.
I think Bradley Beal went there.
David Lee went there. It's a basketball powerhouse. But thinking a couple years ago that Jason Tatum and Tyler Cook played on the same high school team, and it wasn't just them. They had three other Division I players in their starting lineup. That was one of the best teams in the country, one of the best high school teams that I've ever seen. And they were that for 3 years because both of those guys were on varsity, I think, from their freshman year and at least from sophomore year on when I started following them. My question is, we're talking about the NBA. We're talking about college basketball. In the state of Iowa right now, we're in a transition period, and I'm just trying to figure out what sports fans are transitioning to. I asked earlier about Iowa State fans with their basketball team, Iowa fans with their basketball team, even you and I fans. I think you and I could legitimately come back and be a top four seed in the Missouri Valley Conference.
I think
basically,
they could still win it. Not impossible.
They'd have to win all but one of the rest of their games, I would think. If they go 12-6 in the league, they lose one more game, maybe they could win the regular season title. But right now they're in last place, but we're talking about them possibly. It's not out of the realm of possibility that they could win the Missouri Valley Conference. And we've seen what they can do in St. Louis the past couple years, or excuse me, 2 years ago. Last year they lost in the first round. 2 years ago, they did that even with Wichita State in the way. There is no Wichita State in this league, and I've had people asking me, well, is this league that bad? I'm not going to say it's bad. I have followed this conference since I was 5 years old. I've been going to Arch Madness since I was 5 years old. One of my favorite events to go to as a kid growing up in St. Louis. And I saw that league where it was very close to some of the bottom level Power Five conferences. They were getting two or three teams in every year. Two teams in at least.
At least.
At least every year. Bradley had a run. SIU was very good with Weber and then Painter and then the beginning of Lowry. UNI was always up near the top. Creighton, Wichita State, all of those programs were very good. It's a shell of what it used to be. There's no question about that. I don't know if there's going to be an opportunity for it to return to a two-bid league. It's what it is right now is it's a real mid-major conference. Before it wasn't. Before it was in a purgatory between a mid-major and a major conference. It's what the AAC is in football right now. Nobody wants to look at the AAC as a Power 5 conference. Nobody wants to think that that UCF has a chance against upper-level competition. And I'm not going to say that they're right or wrong. What I'm saying is unless a team from that conference beats a top 10 or 15, maybe even two top 10 or 15 teams during the course of the regular season, they're not going to have a chance to get in. And how difficult is that to do when you play in that conference and then you load up on your non-conference schedule? I think Houston a couple years ago had a chance to do it by beating Oklahoma and Louisville. But I don't want to get too far into that. What I'm saying is the Missouri Valley Conference used to be at that level, and now it is a legitimate mid-major conference. And I'm not going to say it's a bad one because it's not. It's just a legitimate mid-major conference.
Yeah, and it's too early. Like you said, there's a lot left to be played in the MVC schedule. And you can't necessarily say it's a bad conference right now, but especially if they wanted to be more than a one-bid or a one-bid league, they needed a couple teams to come out hot in the non-conference. But then also, I mean, you and I checked that box. They had a pretty darn good non-conference schedule, but then they come in and they have absolutely flopped to start the non-conference or to start the conference schedule. What they needed if they wanted to be more than a one-bid team was a couple teams to pretty much kill it through from start to finish, and they clearly don't really have that this year.
They are going to be a one-bid league until further notice, in my opinion. The question that I wanted to get to originally is, I said we're in a transition period, and I'm not sure what we're transitioning to. 319-366-1600. Sports fans, what are you looking forward to over the next couple of months? What is that next date on your calendar where you're saying, I am ready to begin talking about this, previewing this? What team are you looking forward to? What, and if you are still sticking to Hawkeye fans, Hawkeye basketball fans, are you already looking towards next year? Things are underway in Piscataway. We'll have a big board update in a few minutes, but they're not off to a good start. Spoiler alert. I apologize.
I'm just going to squeeze this in real quick and let you resume. It seems like Iowa squeezes these in to the beginning of games. It pretty much for the last month or so, they've just given up a 10-0 run with 8 minutes left in the first half. They trail 23-13.
Those runs come every game. And for this team, and it's very easy to see why. They struggle defensively. Offensively, they have stretches where they commit terrible turnovers. We had Jess Settles on yesterday. And the one thing I love about Jess Settles, despite the fact that he works for the BTN, and the BTN is an entity that wants to promote the Big Ten, he doesn't mince his words. You ask him a question, he's going to tell you what he believes. And we asked him, is there any hope that this team can move forward and take the momentum that they gained in the second half against what we all admit is a lowly Illinois team? Illinois has been in every game. They've had some terrible luck, but they still have not won a Big Ten game. And he said, until they start defending, I just can't imagine that that's going to change. And defense is one thing. We've talked about them defensively all season long, but when they go through stretches, and Jess said this, where they're committing bad, unforced turnovers, that's when things get out of hand. And really, those stretches, Kyle, pretty much make the difference in every game. in Big Ten play, they're losing the games that they are losing at home and a couple that they've had on the road. They look lopsided, but a lot of those games come down to one bad stretch, one big run by the opposing team that takes place just due to the fact that they go through a lull offensively and their defense can't hold up.
Yeah, and things kind of speaking to the point that you just made where it's these stretches make such a huge difference. Things did end up getting weird in that Illinois game. We all know how the second half and overtime ended up. Iowa turned out to win that game. But similarly to how they just gave up a 10-0 run to Rutgers, around the same time in the game in that Illinois, in the first half of that Illinois game, they gave up a 13-0 run. And if you remember, they ended up finding their feet. They were able to score some points as that half went on. But at halftime, you want to know how much they trailed by? 13. You just cannot afford stretches like that, because even if you go on to play well, you've put yourself in such a hole that it makes the difference.
And maybe against Illinois and possibly against Rutgers, this game is far from over.
Oh, of course.
You might be able to get away with that, but it's going to be difficult the rest of Big Ten play. 21-13 asks, is the Major League Baseball offseason the most interesting storyline right now? Well,
the interesting thing about that is that the storyline having to do with the Major League Baseball offseason is how boring it is. There's nothing going on.
Up until, was it yesterday? I'm getting my days mixed up, and I apologize for that. Andrew McCutchen getting traded, Gerrit Cole getting traded from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nothing has happened. And yes, normally, a lot of times the Major League Baseball offseason does kind of carry a lot of people through the winter, but nothing has happened, like you said, Kyle, and we really haven't had any free agent signings of note yet. Now, having said that, because we haven't had any free agent signings yet, we're going to get a stretch of about a couple of weeks, maybe late in the process, I don't know when it's coming, where some of these guys are going to get signed. Jake Arrieta is going to get signed at some point. JD Martinez is going to get signed from some point. I don't think that it's going to be for the money that they want, which is a whole nother discussion in itself. Because I think back like 2 years, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus because I'm a Cardinals fan, but do you think contracts like Jason Hayward have scared people off a little bit from giving big-time money to free agents?
They surely have, and I'm trying to pull it up right now. Jeff Passan had a really interesting article yesterday about that and how there's a lot of teams who, you know, if for the top players, they are willing to give you $20 million per year, or they are willing to give you, you know, 3-, 4-, 5-year contracts. But what the agents around the league are starting to say is that teams are uniformly, suspiciously hesitant to give you both in, you know, $20 million per average annual value and multiple years. So yeah, teams are incredibly afraid of giving out contracts like the Cubs gave to Jason Hayward, and people are really even starting to wonder if they've done so illegally.
I think that even beyond Hayward, the contracts that are holding this offseason back from seeing a lot of action are ones like Josh Hamilton and ones like Albert Pujols.
Yep.
Paying somebody who's 30 or 31 years old a 10-year contract.
That
never made sense at the time. And now the MLB kind of dug their own hole by giving these contracts out and now wants to go back on them. And the players are saying, no. He got it. I want it now.
Right. In that regard, they do kind of have to find a way to reset the market and drop the values down. But like you said, players are going to look back and say, well, this guy got that. I want a little bit more. And so they're in a really tough spot now where guys are going to keep wanting more money because that's how things work, whereas they're trying to go the exact opposite way.
John on the text line says, I heard a rumor today that Bryce Harper wants to play for the Cubs after this year.
You know, John, I heard the same rumor.
Never heard it. Didn't hear it.
Did you hear it?
I've heard that for months.
Right. The Cubs years. Convention was just going on last week, I believe it was, and apparently some fan asked Theo Epstein if Bryce Harper was going to come play for the Cubs.
Was it Cyclone Jerry?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And he responded. He says, "Go ask Chris Bryant." Go ask Chris Bryant, because they're best friends. And I think that's where all the smoke comes from, is from them being together in Vegas, being close friends. Their wives hang out.
Okay, I get that, because there's I think there's a similar smoke around Jake Arrieta to the Cardinals, because he's really good friends with Matt Carpenter, and that's where the theory comes from. So I understand.
You see the logic.
I see the logic there. I don't believe Arrieta's going to the Cardinals. We'll see about Bryce Harper going to the Cubs.
It's a long way off.
Yes, it is. But the question is, who has the leverage in this situation? It's the club. It's the teams, right? Eventually,
yeah.
If all of the teams say, we are not giving out the contract that we gave out 5 or 10 years ago and reset the market, then the players are going to have to budge. The question is, do all of the teams have enough discipline to do that?
Exactly. You would think somebody's going to bite.
Yes. Somebody sees that, and team like the Cardinals, who are desperate right now. And I will say that the Cardinals are desperate right now, because if they think that they can go into this season only adding Marcell Ozuna with the starting rotation that they have, and right now the bullpen that they have, and right now the infield that they have, they're sorely mistaken. They have money. They have the flexibility to go out and make some moves. So other than the like Todd talked about, the 10 teams that are tanking right now, and the teams at the top that realistically think that they have a chance to win the World Series, I think the Cardinals and the Giants are somewhere in the middle of that purgatory. So I can see a team like that jumping in and overpaying for high-priced talent.
The one thing that I'll say is, I mean, you do assume that the clubs have the leverage, because eventually at some point these guys have to get paid. They have to get back on the field because they have to work their jobs. One other thing from that Passan article from yesterday is that he reported that one of the bigger free agents in this market this offseason has even had the thought to just wait around to the middle of the year, because if he wants the deal that he wants bad enough, he says he'll wait for some sort of outside force to put pressure,
like the team getting off to a slow start.
Or a team getting off to a slow start, or a team with a glaring need with a playoff hope. A playoff push right in front of him.
So this is basically the same exact threat that Le'Veon Bell
exactly.
of the Pittsburgh Steelers threw out days before the NFC divisional round, saying that if he gets franchise tagged one more time, then he will sit out next year and wait for a new contract. So you're seeing it all across sports, and it's going to be fascinating to follow the rest of this offseason. I can't imagine that happening. That really hasn't happened in the recent future.
Nope.
That's not something that there's a precedent for. So we'll see the happenings in the world of free agency and Major League Baseball as they come by through the rest of this scorching winter.
Scorching.
Hot outside.
It's
so cold that it's hot outside.
Remember 2 weeks ago when it actually was a scorching winter? It was like 40 degrees.
Yeah, it felt like 70. I'll get about a two-day break this weekend of that, and then I'll be right back. Although I hear it's supposed to warm up towards the end of the week. We are well overdue for a big board update. What we're going to do right now, we're going to step aside really quickly, come back. Kyle will give you a big board update, and we'll give you the final 20 minutes of this afternoon program with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock, where we're going to hand you off to John Walters and the Iowa State Cyclone broadcast as the Cyclones take on the TCU Horned Frogs. We're going to give you an update on what's going on in Piscataway. Spoiler alert, if you're a Hawkeye fan, it's not good. Back with more after this.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at just $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one,
especially if we leave the kids at home
with grandma, of course.
Oh yeah,
build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
6:38. Welcome back to Studio A, southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, who is ready to give you your second to last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Kyle, take it away.
Coming off its first MVC win of the season, UNI was looking to make it two in a row when it faced off with the league-leading Drake Bulldogs at home last night. But for the first 13 minutes or so, it looked as if it was going to be another tough night. Drake led 29-13 with just under 7 minutes remaining in the opening half. But from that point on, the Panthers outscored the MVC's highest scoring offense 55-25 to come back for a 68-54 victory. The Iowa men are also trying to get a second consecutive Big Ten victory tonight on the road at Rutgers. The matchup can be summarized as Rutgers defense and slow tempo against Iowa's offense and weak defense. And so far, Iowa's already surrendered a 23-6 run. They trail 38-24 with under a minute remaining. Rutgers this year is collectively shooting 30% from three. That's the worst in the Big Ten. They average less than 5 made threes per game. Well, they're 6 of 9 already. Some struggles shooting the ball, especially from the outside, got the 17th-ranked Iowa women tripped up by Nebraska on the road last night, 74-65. Megan Gustafson still managed 29 points and 18 rebounds. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Iowa State men also going for a second consecutive Big 12 victory on the road at number 24 TCU. Despite being ranked, the Horned Frogs are right there with the Cyclones in the basement, sitting at 1-4 in the conference, and they're going to be without starting point guard Jalen Fisher. You'll be able to hear that game right after our show on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
One of my favorite tropes that I hear from basketball fans when talking about their team, and you hear it from Iowa fans all the time. I'm not going to say that this is unique to Iowa fans. It's unique to a lot of teams. But you hear, why do teams have their best shooting night of the season against us?
Probably because...
It's so random, yet it happened. No, this is not random.
Not random.
At all. When you say a team is not good shooting the three, it means that they are not good shooting contested threes. If you... Every team is good at making wide open threes.
That's exactly it.
Penn State a couple years ago was really good at making wide open threes. Rutgers tonight and Illinois the other night, very, very good at making wide open 3-point shots. every team in college basketball has shooters that can make wide open shots. 38-24, the lead for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights as we are coming up on halftime in Piscataway. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow as Todd Brommelkamp rejoins me, and we will we'll have a few more guests to line up. I don't even have the lineup in front of me. That's how distraught I am at watching a team that shoots 30% go 6 of 9 in the first. I'm not distraught about it. Because as soon as I say that, that was a bad choice of word to use.
It's befuddling.
It's befuddling, but it's actually not. It's all too predictable. 38-24, the Rutgers lead as they have reached halftime in Piscataway. We have about 15 minutes to work with as we lead you up until 7 o'clock to see if Iowa State can pick up a victory on the road, as they have a much tougher test than Iowa has tonight. They take on the 24th-ranked team in the land, TCU. The Horned Frogs will entertain the Iowa State Cyclones. We're going to step aside. More of the afternoon program after this.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
H-E-L-P. Help. It's not a four-letter word. It's something to be proud of. After all, everyone needs support now and then. That's why the Iowa Department of Public Health created YourLifeIowa.org, so you have access to information and treatment for alcohol, drug and gambling problems, suicidal thoughts, and more. From experts dedicated to the health of all Iowans. We're your everyday life support. Visit YourLifeIowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
How is it that Pennzoil in your engine makes you feel this? Or how this takes your mind to this? It's because to us, performance is more than just a word. It's the ultimate goal. And whether you do it yourself or you get your oil changed at a shop, Pennzoil synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today.
15 minutes remaining on a Wednesday program. Todd Brommelkamp is out. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. We hope you'll join us on a Thursday as Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will hopefully join us. And hopefully Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic can rejoin us. Apologize to him for the difficulties. He was supposed to join us today. Hopefully we can get him rescheduled for tomorrow or sometime in the future. We will have all 3 hours of the podcast available at kgymradio.com, where I guess you can vote in our poll question. I would call you a cheater if you voted in the poll question at this point, because the question reads like this. Tonight's winners will be Iowa, Iowa State, both or neither. It was split between Iowa and neither. And the folks picking Iowa, Iowa overcame a 20-point deficit in Champaign. They're down 14 at the half in Piscataway. And once again, they looked pretty bad in that first half.
Rutgers' defense is much, much better. It's going to be a lot, and this is kind of what I was saying, leading into tip-off of this game, is that if they got down in a similar hole against this Rutgers team, that defense is a lot tougher than Illinois. It is going to be quite a task to come out of this hole.
Steve Peichel, the head coach for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, formerly of Stony Brook, did an excellent job there. Took them to the NCAA tournament and has Rutgers playing much better basketball. And as we know by the Iowa native Chris Ash, who's the football coach at Rutgers, that is not an easy place to win at any sport in Piscataway. They're a leg down as far as funding from the Big Ten and as far as revenue from the Big Ten after joining the conference a few years back. I feel like this is deja vu. I'm trying to think what game it was where Iowa got off to you can pick any of them. It wasn't. I know for a fact that it wasn't the Illinois game last week, but Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten, who joined us in hour number two of the program, to lead off hour number two of the program, had an excellent tweet, I think it was 2 weeks ago, in the first half of one of Iowa's games, saying, and I quote, "Iowa looks like it left its defense in the primetime league." Well, I think Scott has outdone himself tonight, just a few minutes ago, previewing Iowa's matchup on Saturday with the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue, Iowa, and hoops might be like watching a turtle without teeth fight a panther.
It is, it's not going to go well. Rutgers wasn't only the worst three-point shooting team in the Big Ten. They were 337th. Out of 351 in Division One,
6 of 9 in the first half.
Pardon me, 6 for 10.
6 for 10. Oh, 60%.
60%, not 66. They were shooting less than 30.
For those who will say, "Oh, you homers, or what are you cheating?" I've said this multiple times, and Todd has said this. I want all of these teams, you and I, Iowa State, Iowa, Drake, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Iowa City West, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, the Titans, everybody to win. It's good for us. I don't want to wish this type of winter where you're watching nothing but losing basketball on anybody.
Anywhere you look.
Anywhere you look. In case you're just joining us, Iowa State is still, I think, the best basketball team in this state right now. And we had a texter earlier predict that they would get back to 500 in league play. And if they do that, then Steve Prohm deserves to be the coach of the year in the Big 12. Because a lot of people thought they would be a rebuilding team. I don't think they're going to get back to 500. If they can win 5, 6, maybe 7 games in league, that's a successful season. It was going to be a rebuilding season for them regardless. You and I and Iowa, I look at and I say, maybe my expectations have been adjusted a little bit. But I don't think that the Big Ten in basketball this year is very good.
No. Who's good?
Purdue and Michigan State are good. Ohio State looks like they're pretty good. Chris Holtmann in 1 year took that team and made it into what looks like a top 15 team in the country. Other than that, Wisconsin looks bad. They look like a below-average Big Ten team this year. Illinois looks bad. Iowa looks bad. Northwestern, Minnesota, you catching my drift here?
Meanwhile, the Big 12 has TCU and Texas Tech.
Yeah, who's at the bottom of the Big 12 right now? And that's why I struggle to see where the wins are going to come. But I struggle to see where the wins are going to come for Iowa because they can't play defense. For you and I, we'll see what happens. They have not been. It's exactly the opposite problem for them. Can they score enough points? Years past, they have Wes Washburn. They have Jeremy Morgan. They have Seth Tuttle. They had a clear number one scorer. This year, their clear number one scorer, the guy that they thought was going to be their guy coming into the year, is now coming off the bench in Bennett Cook, which I just could not believe. And I think that maybe Ben Jacobson is an evil genius, or not evil, he's not a bad guy, but he's a genius by bringing what looks to be his best player off the bench and giving a spark to his team. But like Gary Rima said in our number one, if you would have told me that his way of shaking this lineup up was to bring Bennett Cook off the bench, I would have told him he was crazy, but he knows more about his team than I do.
There'd have been a lot of other guys who you'd have thought first.
Yeah.
Well,
like
I guess
every other starter.
Three guys. I don't think they'll take Clint Carlson out. But.
Well, Clint Carlson is a guy who looks like one of the best players in the league one night, and then sometimes you fail to realize he's on the court. That's how he's been his entire career. And you think about the run that he had in the NCAA tournament and the Missouri Valley Conference tournament a couple years ago. He was the best player on that team in clutch moments, and I think that that's what they're hoping for this year. But I asked Gary prior to the year, who is going to be the quote-unquote dude on this team? When coaches talk about dudes, that means their guy. The guy that every team has to game plan for, the guy that will carry the team when they need him the most. And I think that that's what Bennett Cook did last night, by the way, coming off the bench and scoring 19 points for Drake, or against Drake. But Bennett Cook was the answer, and now he's coming off the bench. So it just adds up to what has been a really wild and, let's just say, turbulent beginning to the basketball season for all three teams in the state of Iowa. We have about 5 minutes to play with. We're going to step aside real quick. We'll come back. Kyle will give you the final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day, and then we're going to turn our attention to a Thursday episode of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You're listening to KGYM Radio on all three of our frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FIRE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FIRE to 797979. Text FIRE to 797979.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one,
especially if we leave the kids at home
with grandma, of course.
Oh yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Quick in, quick out. Kyle Mann has your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Coming off its first MVC win of the season, UNI was looking to make it two in a row when it faced off with the league-leading Drake Bulldogs at home last night. But for the first 13 minutes or so, it looked as if it would be another tough night. Drake led 29-13 with just under 7 minutes remaining in the opening half. But from that point on, the Panthers outscored the MVC's highest-scoring offense 55-25 to roar back for a 68-54 victory. Bennett Cook had a game-high 19 off the bench, and Tywan Pickford had 16 points and 10 rebounds as they moved to 2-5 in the conference. The Iowa men are also trying to get a second consecutive Big Ten victory tonight on the road at Rutgers. The matchup can be summarized as Rutgers' defense and slow tempo against Iowa's offense and weak defense. And so far, Iowa surrendered a 23-6 run. They finished the half allowing a 25-11 run, and they trailed 38-24. Just a quick note, Rutgers is collectively shooting 30%, less than 30% from three this year as a team. They average less than 5 makes per game, and they're 6 of 10 before the half. Some struggles shooting the ball, especially from the outside, got the 17th-ranked Iowa women tripped up by Nebraska on the road last night, 74-65. Megan Gustafson still managed 29 points and 18 rebounds. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Iowa State men also going for a second consecutive Big 12 victory on the road at number 24 TCU. You'll be able to hear that one right after our show on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Come back and join us tomorrow as Todd returns to the studio at Studio A. We're going to recap tonight's game in Piscataway because we have to. 38-24 is the lead for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at the half, as it looks like they have just begun the second half of play. And we are going to recap the game that we're going to send you out to right now in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as the TCU Horned Frogs will entertain the Iowa State Cyclones. Both teams looking for their second win in Big 12 play. Thank you to Gary Rima, who joined us in hour number one. Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten, who joined us in hour number two. Apologize to Brent Bloom, who was supposed to join us in hour number three. And thank you once again to Keenan Davis, the voice impressionist, who joined us in hour number two. More on the way tomorrow. I hope you join us.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.